Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Mr. President. The Maldives extends a warm welcome to the delegation from the independent state of Papua New Guinea to this review, led by a distinguished colleague, Fred Sarufa, Minister, Deputy Permanent Representative of Papua New Guinea to the United Nations and Charged Affairs. Welcome, Fred. My delegation offers its warm thanks for the comprehensive presentation provided and welcomes the national report. We further welcome efforts made to implement the recommendations that Papua New Guinea received during its first cycle. As a fellow small island developing state, SIDS, the Maldives understands the inherent difficulties presented by the effects of climate change and the strains that these effects place upon governing institutions. In addition to its consistent international advocacy, we commend Papua New Guinea for their efforts at the national level as well, including through the Climate Change Management Act of 2015 and initiatives such as the Red Plus Initiative aimed at protecting the country's forests. The effects of climate change most affect the world's most vulnerable. Ensuring their protection is the global responsibility of every nation, and we are pleased to see Papua New Guinea make sincere efforts to meet this obligation. With gender-based violence, one of the nation's biggest challenges, we commend the criminalization of such violence, the mainstreaming of gender policies, the creation of domestic violence and family support shelters, and initiatives presented here today to create a zero tolerance environment for gender-based violence. We further commend the repeal of the Sorcery Act of 1971 and efforts on this issue, including the formulation of the National Action Plan Against Sorcery and Witchcraft-Related Violence. With a view to strengthening current achievements and initiatives, the Maldives makes the following recommendations. One, to finalize the establishment of a national human rights institution that is independent and empowered to provide national leadership and monitoring of the domestic human rights situation. And two, to train public servants in human rights responsibilities and obligations of governing structures. The Maldives wishes the independent state of Papua New Guinea all success in this review. Thank you, Mr.